Hello, this is Rabbi Yaakov Fish from sunny Jacksonville, Florida. I want to pivot from the sobering topic I spoke about last week and want to talk about a completely different thought that was going through my head during the week. And this, you know, sometimes you have a thought that's, I would say, that's below the surface, and you just need, I guess, a trigger point that takes it above the surface. And that was it for me this week. And the trigger point that brought it above the surface this week for me was World Series Game 6. So I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with the World Series, or particularly the World Series this year. There's a lot going on. But the World Series concluded this week with the Los Angeles Dodgers defeating the Tampa Bay Rays in 6 games. And it was a very unusual World Series in many different regards, not to mention COVID. So the teams, you know, weren't playing on their home turf with their fans. They were on a neutral site. There were very few fans in the attendance. But I want to get to, there was a very interesting, I think from a very human, not even from a sports perspective, but just from a human interest perspective, something that occurred during the game, the final game, Game 6 of the World Series. So let me just kind of set the table for you if I can. It's Game 6 of the World Series. Tampa Bay is down 3-2, which means that if the LA ends up winning Game 6, which they ultimately did, LA would win the World Series. If Tampa wins Game 6, they would tie the World Series, and they would go to ultimately a deciding Game 7. So Tampa sends their ace to the mound, their star pitcher. His name is Blake Snell, and he is just having the game of his life. He's pitching into the sixth inning. He's leading 1-0. He struck out 9, and he just gave up 1 hit. And he didn't just this is just not just 9 strikeouts. This is 9 strikeouts against the Los Angeles Dodgers, who are considered probably one of the best lineups in the league. They're in the World Series. And in the sixth inning, he gives up another single. So now what ends up happening is going to be questioned for all of time in the annals of sports analysis. Because out of the dugout comes his manager, Kevin Cash, and he signals that he wants to remove his star pitcher from the game, Blake Snell. And he goes and calls upon the bullpen, and the relief pitcher comes on, Nick Anderson, and it turns out to be a disaster. Because this Anderson pitches and basically blows the game for Tampa. Lets up 3 runs, and Tampa goes on not only to lose the game and to lose the World Series. So this was a very controversial decision. Why he did it, again, this is not a sports radio. There may be a defense for that. I'm not really getting into it, maybe not. But the point I just want to focus on is what the comments of the pitcher were after the game. The pitcher was asked, aren't you upset that you were taken out of the game? This is what pitchers live for. Pitchers live for to pitch in the World Series. And this guy was on fire. He was firing on all cylinders. He was pitching the game of his life. He was leading. He had only given up 2 hits. And his comments were, to me, so striking, so compelling, and so it's such a teachable moment that I just wanted to share it with you. So basically what he said is, of course I'm disappointed, of course I was upset to be taken out of the game, but as far as my manager, I'm not going to get upset at the manager. Because he said, my manager, Kevin Cash, he's a heck of a manager, you can't take that away from him. And for the most part, and I quote, me and Cash, me and him and the manager, I'm going to side with him because I know how good of a manager is. And it's just tough because I felt so good, end of quote. So what I found so amazingly remarkable and unusual is that here is this guy that was essentially robbed of an amazing opportunity. I mean, he was in his moment, he was in his groove, he was pitching the game of his life, he was on the mound, he was mowing everybody down, and out comes the boss, out comes the manager, out comes the supervisor, out comes the guy, and he hooks him from the game, and he takes him out of the game, and it's a complete disaster. And everybody in the world is telling the manager, what in the world are you thinking, taking out your star pitcher? And what does the star pitcher say? It's okay. I mean, of course he's upset, of course he's disappointed, but he's not saying a bad word against the manager. And he's not turning against the manager. So how do we understand that? How do we understand that? So this really got me thinking about relationships in general. Because in terms of relationships, it's so important to for the relationship to be strong at its foundation, to withstand storms, withstand trauma, because every relationship is going to have stress. Every relationship is going to have its trauma, regardless if it's a marriage between a husband and wife, regardless if it's a business relationship, regardless if it's between two siblings, regardless if it's in a community between community members and congregational life. Whatever setting it is, every relationship is going to have its set of stress and its set of trauma. But what makes certain relationships thrive and what makes certain relationships fail is not necessarily the degree of the trauma or the degree of the stress that occurs between the two partners in the relationship. What makes the relationship thrive, and this is what I think we see from the story with the baseball pitcher, is with Blake Snell, is how deep and how embedded the foundation of the relationship is. If the relationship has deep roots, then it can withstand pretty much almost any stress or even trauma. But if it has very, very shallow roots, and it's very superficial, then it can't, even a small blow up can end the relationship. So you can have a World Series pitcher, an ace taken out of a game, arguably the worst thing that could have been done to him in his lifetime, at least professionally, and it's going to be okay, because they have a good relationship. So there's this the concept called an emotional bank account. Different experts have spoken about it. Stephen Covey, you know, John Gottman of, you know, a famous marriage counselor, Marriage Institute. And Gottman writes, in his books about this emotional bank account. You got to think of it as an account. You have to make deposits. You make deposits in the relationship. You know, what's a deposit in a relationship? So let's say in a marriage, he says, you know, good morning, how you doing? I love you. What can I do for you? Can I get you a cup of coffee? Do you need anything from the grocery store? All these nice things are called deposits. Deposits. And it's not because it's disingenuous, because you are invested in the relationship. You want to just deposit something in the bank account of the relationship, and you don't want to necessarily get anything in return. You just want to deposit. But eventually, there's going to be a withdrawal. So what does a withdrawal mean? A withdrawal means there's going to be a stress, there's going to be a trauma, there's going to be a fight, there's going to be a misunderstanding, whatever it is. And that withdrawal is going to come at the cost of the deposits. But as with any account, any bank account, if the withdrawal doesn't exceed the deposits, then that's okay. The problem is if there were minimal deposits made in the emotional bank account. If there were minimal deposits made in the emotional bank account, and then there's a big withdrawal, then boom, then there's going to be serious problems. And sometimes you're going to have even a minor a minor altercation or a minor misunderstanding or a minor source of stress or a minor trauma, you know, end the relationship or end the marriage or end something very special. And you wonder, how could something this happen? Was just a small thing? Was just a small trigger? How does such a small trigger end a marriage? And the answer is, not all the time, but many times, is because there were not enough deposits in the emotional bank account. And I think that's so important in every relationship that we have in life, regardless if it's marriage, regardless if it's with our parents, it's with our siblings, it's with our community members, it's in congregational life. We always have to be focused on giving. Giving doesn't necessarily mean dollars. Giving means in an emotional way. Good morning, I love you. Express appreciation daily. Being mindful of other people's needs. Smile at them. Just call them to see how they're doing. Whatever it is. And you build up deposits that way. More and more. And not because you're trying to be disingenuous, but rather because you know you just want to have a deep, lasting, and fulfilling relationship with them. So eventually, when there's going to be a source of stress or a source of trauma, you can withstand everything. So this comes to mind, especially in our times when, you know, the level of stress and anxiety is higher than in previous years, you know, for a variety of reasons, and especially during the pandemic, people are more on edge. We're more anxious. There are more issues, both health related and you know, financially related, so many different areas, and basically what's happening in this regard in terms of our emotional bank account, there's a lot of withdrawals happening. There's a lot of withdrawals happening in terms of the relationships between people, misunderstandings, altercations, conflict, discord. There's a lot of withdrawals happening, and we have to be mindful, you know, to kind of dial back whatever we can in terms of withdrawals. But equally as important, or maybe even more important, is also to keep on making deposits. Keep on making deposits. And the Siva Shalom talks about this, you know, frequently, many times. He says, you know, King David says, Sur me rav asay tov, go away from bad and do good. So in our context, I'll just say Sur Meira means stop making withdrawals, and I say Tov and start making deposits. The best Sur Meira, the best way you stop making withdrawals is by making deposits. So which gets me back to my original point. You can have a situation where somebody was robbed of the most important opportunity of his career. He was robbed of pitching his finest in the World Series, and perhaps his team lost the World Series, and who knows if they ever will win again in the near future. It's very hard to get back to the World Series and play on that competitive level. And he was all lost because of the decision of the boss, of the decision of the manager. But they were able to get past it because there were enough deposits in their relationship. So ladies and gentlemen, I ask all of you to reflect and think about our own relationships. Our relationships with our spouses, our relationships with our siblings, our relationships with our children, our relationships with our coworkers, our relationships with our community members, and ask ourselves, are we doing enough to put deposits into their emotional bank account? Are we doing enough to nurture those relationships? Because eventually, when these withdrawals come knocking, there'll be enough to get us by. I wish you all a meaningful week, and keep on discovering the light in the world. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish.